In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God.
Amen.
Amen. Happy and blessed New Year, and happy and blessed Millennium to all of you. On Sunday, before the Epiphany of Jesus Christ, Isaiah the prophet is quoted in the Gospel of Saint Mark. And this quotation speaks of a messenger who shall prepare the way of the Lord. No doubt, this messenger is John the Baptist, the forerunner, whose icon is always placed next to Jesus Christ. Wherever you go in every Orthodox church, John the Baptist is always placed next to Jesus Christ. Why is his icon placed next to Jesus Christ? Remember that John said, I'm going to read a very important passage from what John has said. I am not the Messiah, but I have been sent ahead of him. He who has the bridegroom is the bridegroom. He who has the bridegroom is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices at the bridegroom's voice. This is from John 3:29. In several biblical passages and liturgical passages of the church, Jesus is always described as being the bridegroom. And he said himself, he said, the wedding guests cannot mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them. It means Jesus. The day will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them. He also gave us so many parables in the Bible about the 10 bridesmaids who went to meet the bridegroom. It means, you remember this parable of the 10, 5 were wise, and the 5 were foolish bridegrooms, brides who went to meet the bridegroom. In a different passage, he said, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. So in a sense, Jesus Christ stands in the church as being the bridegroom, and next to him, the friend of the bridegroom is John the Baptist. And this analogy has a great, great significance to us, because we are, as community, the bride of Jesus Christ. The Lord said in Jeremiah, I remember your devotion of your youth, your love as a bride. And God has loved us in everlasting love. His love, according to the Old Testament, his love to us flashes like the flashes of fire. For love is strong as death, passion fierce as the grave. So John the Baptist this morning has shown us until death that human love has its source in God and is kindled by his Spirit. Human love is necessary initiation into the love of God. In every beloved, there is an encounter with the one and the only beloved. Even the love among us, and even between the husband and the wife, has its origin only in God himself. And John has taught us to have this unique thirst for God, even if we have to give up our whole life for him. In the early church, baptism itself was considered to be as a betrothal to God. That's why this season until the Epiphany is considered as this wedding season. And sin was considered, and in the Bible, sin was considered as an adultery because it breaks the bonds of love. And the whole disintegration of this society is mainly the result of the lack of love which comes from God. Jesus Christ loved the church and he gave himself up for us. And John the Baptist has prepared the way and died as a friend of the bridegroom. At the beginning of this millennium, brethren in Christ, be careful how to keep falling in love with Christ himself. And we have to lead a life worthy of this great mystery which is applied to our relationship with him. We have to make every effort to keep standing next to Jesus Christ because we are called to be the bridegroom's friends. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.